Fire Chief Rodney Schmidt of the High Level Fire Department joins us on the line. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. High Level Fire Department has been a little busy, and it didn't necessarily have to be busy on a couple of occasions with the fire alarms in multifamily dwellings being annoyed. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, sir, if I can get your comments on the fact that we need to pay attention to that.
Yeah, you know, it's the fire department's responded over the last couple of months to two or three different fire alarms in multifamily dwellings, apartment buildings within in the town. All of those occasions when we've arrived at the buildings for those alarms, there's still occupants inside the structures. So, yeah, it definitely can be frustrating for fire service personnel, you know, that if this turns out to be an actual fire within the building, now we're going, we have to obviously prioritize rescue out of a building, and that does kind of sometimes delay fire suppression actions or complicates issues while we're trying to do both at the same time. So, unfortunately, those events that we've had in the last couple of months have been, you know, a pot on the stove, just creating some smoke in the building, but they definitely could turn out worse.
When it comes to something like this, Chief, who's more responsible for something like that to maybe sort of get the ball rolling, as it were, to say, hey, maybe we need to call the fire department on this?
Yeah, so, you know, not every alarm system rings to our 911 center, so sometimes the apartment buildings themselves are just local alarms. So it's really up to the occupants to call us, say, dial 911 if the alarm is ringing, if they're not really sure what's happening. You know, that does generate a response from the fire department to check the alarm, and that gives us that little extra head start in case there actually is a fire. Certainly, if there's smoke in the building, we need to know about that right away. And you know, the people that live in these types of buildings can help themselves by, you know, ensuring they're evacuating, banging on their neighbors' doors on the way out, and trying to get people out the door. The more people that are out, the less people we have to escort out during fire operations.
Has there been a common theme to these last couple of alarms that have kind of been extended? Because I know that for a fact, well, maybe not for a fact, but I'm certainly think out of common sense that every second counts, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the last fire we had several residents hanging out in the doorway, and we understand it's cold outside and people don't want to leave, but, you know, leave, go to your vehicles. If we have to, we'll get you to a warm place, into a vehicle or something if we need to once we arrive. But definitely the common theme has just been people either ignoring the alarm or not wanting to leave because of the weather. And like I said before, that just complicates issues for us for sure. If the fire situation itself escalates, realize everybody's getting out, but we're trying to get in and deal with that incident. So, you know, that makes things a lot more difficult if there's still people in the building.
Moving forward here, Chief, what needs to be undertaken by residents of multifamily dwellings, or for that matter, just dwellings in general, whether it be a house, apartment, a basement suite, whatever the case may be, what needs to be undertaken by the residents to say, yeah, okay, as it were?
Yeah, you know, I think really it's just more your own awareness, right? I mean, as I mentioned before, a couple of these alarms were due to cooking on the stove or inattentive cooking, people falling asleep while cooking. You know, just remember that, especially if you live in a multifamily environment, that the actions that you have in your apartment affect your neighbors much to a much greater extent than they do in somebody who is in a single family home where neighbors are separated by homes. So, you know, that really has an effect. So really, you know, be attention to, you know, what you're doing. You know, if you're cooking, be only cooking, not being on your phone or, you know, watching TV or something like that, and just pay attention to that. You know, for those who, you know, live in those settings, the responsibility of just understanding the emergency procedures, understanding your exits, how to get out of that building in an efficient way is important. And talking to your neighbors on your way out to make sure that everybody is leaving. For those who are in a single family home, you know, this really is, you know, similar, right? You need to have an escape plan, understand your way out, and you have the additional responsibility of making sure that your alarm systems are working, so those smoke detectors are checked regularly.
Now, I know I'm speaking a little bit from a personal point of view here, Chief. I've got a one-year-old at home. Is it the same sort of undertaking that people need to put into consideration when they're looking after the small children slash babies?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's obviously an added responsibility if you're a responsible adult for children, and having that escape plan in place, knowing what to do when the alarms go off. That includes making sure that children exit quickly with you, and making sure that we're taking a safe way out. That's highly important, because now it's not only your life, it's the life of the small children at the same time. So, in our release there, we pointed to the tragedy down in New York a week or so ago here. 17 people passed away in obviously a much, much larger setting. But you have to think, even in our apartment buildings here in High Level, we have 10 multi-story apartment buildings in our community, and they all have an excess of 70 people per apartment building. So it's really important that those people that live in those settings understand what to do when those alarms occur.
Fire Chief Rodney Schmidt is from the High Level Fire Department. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You bet. No problem at all.